We are learning with Sechlis Barbasra, Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the bottom, Daf Lamed Vav Amad Beis. In our Mishnah it said, that Rishma says, by a Sada Ilon, the halach is that if you have three different crops of trees, of peiros, of fruit, that's enough of a chazaka. That means you have one big field, the field has in it dates, has in it olives, and has in it grapes. You do a crop of dates, a crop of olives, a crop of grapes, then you have a chazaka. Now that's a chiddush, because even though you didn't utilize the entire field each season, we're counting each season as zaysim season, date season, and anovim season. In the date season, the only thing you utilized were dates. You didn't utilize grapes, and still counting as the year. But Shmuel's saying is, now he has a chazaka. So it's a chazaka for the entire field, as long as you have three, even though there were three different utilizations of what was in that field. So Amar Abaya, Midr Rabbi Shmuel, Nishmal Rabbanim. The Rabbanim will argue, and they hold you need 3 full years, you could still learn out from Rabbi Shmuel a halacha as the Gei the Rabbanim. Hoyler Shloishim Ilonois, Mimata Asar Lebeisa. So first of all, the halacha is, we had this early on in the Masechta, in the second paragraph, we had this, that the correct way to plant trees is 10 trees per Beisa, when they're small at least. 250 amas per tree. Anything you do more than that is not considered planting correctly, and it's not going to last. But the way you plant trees correctly is that there's 10 trees per base. So here he had a field, a property of 3 base, and each base saw there were 10 trees. Altogether, 30 trees. And what he did was, it was a type of tree, like Rashi says later on, that only gave pears every third year. So he ate the first year he ate 10 of the pears of the tree, of a certain tree. The next year, a different 10, Now, even though you didn't eat more 30 trees, and you need 3 full years, but you ate from 10 of the trees, it is a chazaka. Why? Where do we see that? Zog demar tap amar alef, lav mi amar Rabbi Shmuel, chad peira have a chazaka. Then we say, Rabbi Shmuel said that one peira is a chazaka for the entire field. The kula peiri, for the entire field. Hachinami, hani have a chazaka lahani, vana have a chazaka lahani. Here also, the 10 are a chazaka for all 30, and the next 10 are a chazaka for all 30. So that's how it works, that even though you have a field, a 3 base saw, 30 trees, I'm only eating 10 trees per year, I'm not using all 30 trees. But that's enough of a chazaka for an entire field.
After the first 10 or after all 30?
No, after all 30. After all 30. But usually 10 is not enough. You have to utilize the entire field. The chiddush is that you don't have to use the rice from Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara says, that's only if it didn't grow peiros. But let's say you had all 20 trees grew peiros. I said, no, I'm leaving it. Then avada's not a chazaka. Like the Rashbam says, close to the wide lines, it's kibin loy ochal kala peiros. The only time it works if you do only 10 is if nothing else gave pears. Another point is that the 10 trees got to be spread out over all 3 Beisah. Because let's say all 10 are on Beisah to the right, the next 10 are on the Beisah in the middle, and the third 10 is a saw in the third place. So you're looking at 3 separate fields. And then each field has 1 year of chazaka. So he said the 10 have to be spread out all over.
Three, and four.
Now you can ask me, what do you mean, Rabbi Shmuel? Learning from Rabbi Shmuel. Zok Rashi, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel also, the case is, Loshon Rashi, the Rashbam is, that the Stam Soda Ilon, Apnei Kulim Fazorim, Hazesim Vav the Kolim. The normal thing is, when it comes to a Sada Ilon that has their Tvua and has Zesim and Kolim, the olive trees and palm trees are spread out all over. So if you're small, same thing. The only time it can be a Chazaka for the entire property is if it's spread out through the entire property. So the Akan, this part that we're saying, that by 30 trees, that if you do 10 and 10, it all works for the entire property. The next Gemara is going to take a break from chazakas and talk about a different type of shaila. The halacha is, the Gemara in, it's really a Mishnah in Perek HaMoiches HaSfina, that if someone sells a friend, he sells, I sell three trees to you. So I sell you three trees, automatically it comes with the karka. How much karka? The karka around it that he needs to harvest it, like for the room for his basket, a room for the guy collecting it. And not only that, if the tree dies, he can replant the tree there because he owns the karka. If I sell you three trees, it means I'm selling three trees with the karka. If I sell you one tree, the halacha is, it's not, you didn't sell the karka. If I sell you two trees, it's machlokes, or it's a suffolk in the Gemara, it's machlokes in the Gemara, if you get karka or not. That's just the background facts.
After you pick your tree on one tree?
What?
And you pick up the pears on one tree?
No, it lets you go pick out the pears, go into this private pick up the pears. You don't own it. Nafgmina is if a tree dies, you can't replant it. That's the nafgmina. Also, you can't technically plant around that tree. It's not yours. It's not your property. So now, we're talking about a guy who sold two things. The case of the Gemara coming up is that one meicher sold, we call him Reuven, he sold his trees to Shimon and sold the karka to Levi. That's what he did. One guy sold to two different people, one guy bought the Ilonis, and one guy bought the karka of the entire property. So Zok the Gemara, Zeh hechzik be Ilonis, Zeh hechzik be karka. Which means he made a maisa chazaka. If you look at Rashbam, different maschol Zeh hechzik, Rashbam says at the end, V'la becheskas gimel shana mairi. Not talking about cheskas gimel shana mairi. It means someone did a chazaka. We know that the way you coin a karka is either by kesef shtar chazaka. One of the ways you coin it is by chazaka. You dig in it, you put a fence around it. So here, one of the buyers made a kinyan on his ilon, one made a kinyan on his karka. Omer Rav Zvid, zekon ilonos, v'zekon a karka. This guy gets his trees, and this guy gets his karka. Which means that if it dries up, he cannot plant something else in its place. All he gets is the ilon.
What's the chiddush?
We just said that according to everyone, if I sell you three trees, usually you get the karka. Here, for some reason, you don't get karka. It's a big, huge chiddush. He says, what's takapshat? We said in Michael Sasfina that if you sell three trees, the guy who buys the three trees gets karka. So Rashbam explains, I'll the Gemara, that which Gemara will say in the first later on, is that the reason is because just like when I sell the guy the karka, he has no shaykhs to ilonis. When I sell you ilonis, you have no shaykhs to the karka. Here's a case where I'm selling both things. So it's like, kehechi, that I'm selling you karka only, I'm selling you trees only. That's it. That's the deal. That's the way it works. And therefore, if Zvid Mechadish, that if the tree dies, you cannot replant it. You do not own the karka. That's
when, what it is. When do you get the karka with the trees?
When one guy only sells trees. I still retain the karka and sell you trees. That's when. Here, if I'm selling everything off, so we say, kehechi, that you're only selling karka to him, I'm only selling you trees. Omer Rav Zvid Zekana Elonis Zekana Karka. Master Rav Papa, in Cain, Ainu Labal Elonis Bekarka Klum. You tell me the Baal Elonis has nothing in the karka? Lame Le Baal Karka Labal Elonis. The Baal Karka will tell the Baal of the Elon when it dies. You're going to tell him, Akar Elon Shekhov Azil, take your tree and leave? Is that possible? So Zok Toysvis, Dir Vasch Lema, and Mutra Baram, Zok Toysvis, beginning Toysvis. Purish Likash Yavshu, when it dries up. Rav Zvidaka holds like that. That's what he holds. He holds you don't replant them. Kamok and Parakle Rav Papa, the ain't Svara, she yitchok oisoy miyad la akre kishyavish. Kim the Gimel Azmachla. He holds not Mastavra. I don't believe what you're saying. That's the Rav Papa Dor Rav Zvid. I don't understand. Svara makes no sense what you're saying. Elam Rav Papa, when I sell it, one guy Ilonis, one guy Karka, Zekon Ilonis a Chatzi Karka, Zekon of a Chatzi Karka. This guy gets his lonis and half the karka, and this guy gets half the karka. Now, what does it mean half the karka? So one pshan Rashbam is, it's lav dafka chatzi. It means that you get what you deserve under the karka. That's what he's saying. That's what he's changing. The Rashbam is that koni lonis and chatzi karka. Lav dafka chatzi karka. Ela tzorich li ilonis, tachteyem uveneyem v'chutzulem kemloi oil v'sari. It just means you get your karka, he argues. He says, when I sell you karka, you get ilonis. You get ilonis and the karka. The second pshat in the Rashbam is, you get more karka than usual. You get half the karka. You get half the karka. Because here it's even better than a regular. Here, since it's two lekuchas, he holds it even better. So he says, just like to you, to the Baal karka, I'm selling you b'ayin yafa, you get it forever. To you, the Lord says, I'm selling you b'ayin yafa, and you get even more karka. There's a tzalik there in the Rashbam.
Half of what he would get if he just wanted for the trees, or more?
No, more. He gets half the karka. Actually, half the karka, so he says. That'll be one pshat. We'll go with the first pshat. The chatz karka just means the regular karka he gets. He argues with Rav Zvid, he holds, you get part of the karka. So the Maravite, a continuation with the same idea, but here it's a little different case. Here's a guy selling the karka. Pshita. Mokar karka, v'shayir lonos. A guy sold karka, and he left over lonos to funnel. Here's a case where a guy sells his karka, and he keeps the trees for himself. So there it's poshut, yesh loy karka. He gets karka, he gets karka. Knowing that, even if it's only two trees, he gets karka. Usually it has to be three trees. But here, even two trees, if I am the seller selling you two trees, I'm selling you the karka, even if I'm keeping myself two trees only, usually two trees doesn't get karka. If I'm selling you the karka and keeping trees myself, I get the karka for my trees. What's the pshat?
What? Two, and what about one tree?
So one tree, it could be not. It's a dafka, two trees. Two trees already there. There, that's what's mashed from the Rashbam. Rashbam says, I feel in on the base, yesh le karka, kdei michis leilon, it's a tzarchon. We got him yosh, if it dries up, you know, because it's short shy of karka. One tree could be, that's like nothing. There's no din karka at all. So it says, I feel Rabbi Kiva holds usually by two trees, you don't get karka. I feel Rabbi Kiva doma moicha, ba'an yafa moicha. And Rabbi Kiva also got a hold that when you sell, forget about what I just said about the karka. Rav Kiva Omar, Meicha Ma'ayin Yafi Meicha. Rav Kiva is talking about a different case. Rav Kiva is Machlokes, Rav Kiva Rabbanon. By someone sells a house, it says in the Mishnah, beginning of America, Perek Meicha Zabayis, that if someone sells a house, he didn't sell the shed and the garage, he didn't sell that. And not the bar, not the dus. He didn't sell that, even though he wrote Unkavaruma. Because Rav Kiva holds that Meicher, ba'ayin yafa meicher. They hold that even though I didn't sell, when I sold it, I didn't sell you the bar. Everyone holds that I didn't sell you the shed, I didn't sell you the bar medos, right? That's what the halacha is. When I sell you something, I only sold you the house. That's a fact, that's a Mishnah. Now what about, how do I get to my bar? The seller still holding on to his bar. How does he get to his bar? So, he needs a derech, right? So as machlekes or kibra rabbanon, did I retain the derech myself? Did I retain a pathway to my bar for myself? Rabbi Kiva says, I did not retain a pathway to my bar. And the same thing is also, at any time you didn't retain a derech for yourself. Why? Because if I sold you everything, means I sold you the entire property, besides for the bar, besides for the yitzia is the shed, but I sold you everything, I did not retain for myself a derech. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Bono says, no, I retain myself a derech. So Rabbi Kiva holds, when I sell something to Gamri. So here, if I sold you the karka, I sold you everything, including the space around space around the trees. So I feel Rabbi Kiva Dama Meicher by Yafa Meicher. Hani Mili Gavi Bar Vedus to Loi Machisha Ba'ara. Ava Ilonois to Machisha Ba'ara on top of my base, you really shy. Let me explain this outside, don't read it inside. By a Meicher, a bar, there he doesn't think that one day the guys who want to plant, and he's going to say, get your bar out of here. He's not going to say that to you because the bar doesn't disturb his property. He could plant up to the bar and nothing gets disturbed. So when he sells it to you, he doesn't think, you know, I better keep myself some property around my bar because he might kick me out one day. He might tell me, you know, your bar's in the way. So therefore, there he gives everything to the buyer besides for the bar. But by trees, what?
And to draw water.
You have to buy a derech, but it's not. He's worried about the future, that one day he's going to say that this is disturbing me and he's going to get out of it. But by a tree, at the tree, when it dies, he's scared. The guy's going to say, after it dies, he says, take the tree and get out of here. Because the tree has a bunch of roots, and when there's roots, you can't plant around it, you can't plow around it. So there, if he buys a tree and does not keep any karka of himself, what's going to happen is, when it dies, the owner of the property is going to say, the tree died, take it with you. Now, take it with you. That's possible. We see more later on that when someone has a tree, he owns the tree for sure, and it's unique, that's for sure. You can't say, oh, get the tree out of here. But after it dies, I don't let you plant again. So therefore, then even the moicher keeps himself property. You know why? Because he doesn't want you to say, get the tree out of here. Let's read it inside now. If you ever keep it down, moicher ba'an yafa moicher, how do you really get a bar of a dos, toy machisha ba'ar? It doesn't ruin the karka. But Ilonois, the machshibara, it ruins the property. It's yuri shari. He leaves himself, the moicher, the seller, leaves himself property around the tree. He loy shayer, because he doesn't leave that space. Lemele, let the present owner of the karka say, Akar ilona, get your tree out of here, vizil malka, and sell it. Sell yourself, because I want the space. And batsem, you could even have you can even have more reason also. Tav Tosfos says, look at Tav Tosfos. The loy matzi lemeimar le'akar ilona shkavazil pirus ukshiyavish. We love time in machshiara. He loved mishayer matzi omla akar ilona le'akar ilona sadeu. Forget about it being machish to ara. He says tamazai. When it dies, I want that space. I want that property. I want to put the plant there in that space. Tamazai katani das. So the point is like this: that when the moicher sells a tree, he looks to the future. He says, I want that tree forever. Even after it dries out, I want to be able to plant another tree. And therefore, we retain some character to himself. I'm shaking by a bar. The bar is not going anywhere. He's never telling you the bar is never drying up. And therefore, he doesn't think to leave himself character. So that's the halacha by Machar Karka v'shayer lonis. I sold karka v'shayer lonis myself. Even though it's two trees, I get karka. Why do I get karka? Because I want to make sure that I can replant the trees.